Today's daf is Yevamos daf Mem Hey, and we are three lines from the bottom of daf Mem Dalid Amid Beis Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So today's daf is going to be a continuation of yesterday's daf, which was, for the most part, a digression of the core sugyas of Masechtas Yevamos, and it's been dealing with the laws of Mamzerus. Specifically, how is it that a child can and would become a mamzer? And what we saw yesterday was, it was a major, big-time machloikis tanon. In fact, there were three shittas amongst the tanon, how a child becomes a mamzer. Rabbi Akiva's shita was, anytime a child is born from an illicit union, where the parties involved were chayiv malkus for what they did, meaning it was a chayve lavin, that child is going to be considered a mamzer. The Chachamim argued, the Chachamim, also referred to as the Shita of Shimon HaTeimani, were of the opinion that if the child was born from a mere Chai Ve'lavin, that child will not be a Mamzer. It's only if the child is born from a Chai Ve'krisos that the child will be a Mamzer. And finally, the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who said that even if the child is born from a Chai Ve'krisos, the child won't be a Mamzer. It's only if the child is born as a result of a union that was a Chai Ve'misas Besen. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Chai Ve'lavin. According to Shimon HaTeimani, the Chachamim, it's Chayvei Krisos. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's Chayvei Misas Bezdin. The Gemara already mentioned what the halacha is, so not a lot of suspense. We paskin like Shimon HaTeimani, we paskin like the Chachamim, that if a child is born from a Chayvei Krisos, plus the halacha is that that child is going to be a mamzer. Today's daf is going to go me inyan le inyan, very much ba'oseyo inyan, and it's going to discuss an interesting se'if katan in the world of mamzer. And that is, what happens if you have a non-Jewish man who has a child with a Jewish woman? Eved v'kuti haba al bas Yisrael. And a child was born as a result of that union. What's the halachic status of that child? Now, if you ask the man on the street, what's the halacha? Your mother's Jewish, your father's not Jewish. That person will tell you, of course, the child is Jewish. If your mother's Jewish, you're a Jew. If your mother is not Jewish, you're not a Jew. It's very simple. So Eved Bakuti or Eved Va'ivik Echavim, Habal Bas Yisrael, Havlad, of course, is going to be a Yid. What's the Shaila? Truth is, it's not nearly as simple as it would appear. It was one of the great Machloikesin, one of the great debates that the Tanom and the Amayram had. The topic of that entire discussion is in Masechtas Yevamos. It's Yevamos Daf Mem Hey. It's the daf that we're about to learn right now. On that note, Zok de Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Bar Bar Chana said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol Moedim. Everybody agrees. Be'eved v'oivet kechavim al bas Yisrael. That if an eved or an eved kechavim, meaning a non-Jew, is ba al bas Yisrael, has a child with a Jewish woman, shavah mamzer, that the child is going to be considered a mamzer. So everybody agrees. Meaning, even though yesterday we discussed a major machlokes tanah, how exactly a child would become a mamzer. If a child is born from a chayvei lavin, yeah, mamzer, not mamzer. Chayvei krisos, yeah, mamzer, not mamzer. But everyone agrees, hakol moedim, that if a child is born where the father is either an eved, by the way, just to clarify, eved in today's daf is going to be an eved kanani. So this is a non-Jew who is currently serving as a slave for a Jewish master, where the halachic status of this Eved Kanani is that he's a quasi-Yid. The Rambam, when he describes the Eved Kanani, he refers to him as a Yisrael b'miktzas. So he's this chatzi-Yid, where he's chayiv in certain mitzvahs, he's potter from other mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs is the Eved Kanani chayiv in? All mitzvahs that a woman is chayiv in, the Eved Kanani is chayiv in as well. Lo lo me'isha. But the bottom line is the Eved Kanani, in our daf, is going to be an Eved Kanani, who is a Yisrael, but only a Yisrael b'miktzas. And Eved Kechavim is a full-fledged Ein Yehudi. So says the Gemara that everybody agrees that if a child would be born Jewish mother, but a non-Jewish father, that the child will be a mamzer. So the Gemara says, Man HaKol Moedim, who's everyone? Shimon HaTeimani, it must be Shimon HaTeimani. Even though Shimon HaTeimani said, Ein mamzer mechayv lavin, that if a child is born from mechayv lavin, the child's not going to be considered a mamzer. Honey, Mili, when is that true? Mechayv lavin, the Tafsi Bal Kedushin. That's only if it's a chayv lavin, where if the man and the woman tried getting married, the kedushin would be toifus. Aval hocha over here, Rabbi Kechavim ve'eved. But in Rabbi Kechavim and an eved, kiven the leitavsi bo kedushin, being that if a non-Jew would be mekadesh, a Jewish woman kedas moish of Yisrael, the kedushin would not be a kedushin. She wouldn't be an esh yisrael. She wouldn't need a get. If he would die with no children, she wouldn't be a yavama. All the laws of kedushin and marriage would not be in effect. So being that the kedushin is not toifus between man and woman, kechay ve'krisos dami, we view it like a chay ve'krisos, and we view it as if the child was born from a chay ve'krisos. And what's the halach of a child born from a chay ve'krisos? According to Shimon HaTimoni, according to the Chacham, the child's a mamzer. So too, eved ve'vikechavim abah bas Yisrael, the halach is that the child is going to be a mamzer. So the Gemara just said a chiddush, and let's just appreciate the chiddush for a second. The Gemara is discussing the Shita of Shimon HaTimoni. At least that's what we think right now. Who holds that the only time a child is ever a mamzer is if the child is born as a result of a chay ve'krisos. Yet, Eved v'yikachav ma'ba bas Yisrael havlad mamzer. Why is that a chiddush? Because if a Jew is ba on a non-Jew, or if a non-Jewish man is ba on a Jewish bas Yisrael, there's no chay ve'krisos. What is it? So it's actually more complicated than it would seem to be. There are a few psukim in the Torah that would seem to clearly forbid this type of union. There's a pasuk in Parshas Ki Tse that says Lo Yisia Kedeshah Mibnei Yisrael V'Lo Yia Kodesh Mibnei Yisrael, where Targum Unkelis and a lot of the Mefarshei HaTorah say that this pasuk is coming to say that there's an Issa Deiraisa for a man to be with a non-Jewish woman, and vice versa for a Jewish woman to be with a non-Jewish man. There's another pasuk that says v'loisischatim bam bitchaloisitim levnoi uvita loisikach lebincha. The context over there is when the Yidden were entering Eretz Yisrael for the first time, they were told you're going to see people from all these different nations. Don't intermarry with them. So this is another pasuk that would seem to say that maybe there's an iser for a person to be together with a non-Jew. There's a concept of Kanoim Poigenboy, Zimri, and Cosby. But one thing is for sure, it's not a Chai Ve'krisos. In the worst case scenario, what it would be is a Chai Ve'lavin. Afal Pikein, Zokti Gemara, even Shimon HaTimoni, even the Chum that hold, that ordinarily if a child is born from a Chai Ve'lavin, it's not a Mamzer. But over here it is going to be a Mamzer. Even though at worst, all it's going to be is a Chai Ve'lavin. What's the pshat? So the Gemara says a Svara, because this Chai Ve'lavin is different than an ordinary Chai Ve'lavin. Ordinarily, Chai ve'lavin, according to Shimon HaTimoni, according to the Chachamim, is tafsi ba kedushin. So if someone tries being mekadosh a chai ve'lavin, the kedushin is going to be toifus. It's then that if a child is born from that union, the child is going to be considered a kashin. However, if you would have a situation where there's a chai ve'lavin, but the kedushin would not be toifus, where a man goes over to a woman, hareya mikudesh eslipet abazu gedas moish of Yisrael, where all it is, any issue between them is chai ve'lavin, but the kedushin won't be toifus, then he agrees the child would be a mamzer. What's an example of that? This is an example of that. Because if a guy tries being mekadesh a yid, the kedushin is not toifus. So being that the kedushin is not toifus, even though all it is a chai ve'lavin, still the halacha is that the child is going to be a mamzer. So what's the chiddush lahalacha? Just to, again, one last time, the chiddush is that even according to Shimon HaTimoni, even according to the Chachamim, that if a child is born from a chai ve'lavin, the child is not a mamzer, but an ethnet va'ovek kechavim habal bas Yisrael, even though all it is a chai ve'lavin, the child is going to be a mamzer. Meis ve'freit the Gemara, that's so poshit. The Shtami Ram assume this in Svara, but is it really so poshit? I'll ask you a kasha. From a braiso, oivik kechavim v'eved abal bas Yisrael. This case, an oivik kechavim and an eved that was bal bas Yisrael. Havlad mamzer, the child is a mamzer. Rishim ben Yehuda Omer, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said, ein mamzer elo mimi she isuroi iser erva va'anush karis. No, the only time a child is going to be a mamzer is if it was a chai ve'krisos. But if it's not a chai ve'krisos, the child is not going to be a mamzer. Now, obviously, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda in this braiso holds like Shimon HaTimoni, holds like the Chachamim, that when there's a child a mamzer, only if it comes from a chai ve'krisos. How do we know that? Because that's what he said. Ein mamzer ela mimi she isurei iser erva fa'anush karas. And afal pikein he holds over kechavim ve'eved al ba bas Yisrael havlad kasher, because that was his whole point. The Tanakhama said vlad mamzer. He says no, it has to be chai ve'krisos. And over kechavim ve'eved is nish chai ve'krisos. So what do you see from here? You see that you don't make a distinction between an ordinary chai ve'lavin and a chai ve'lavin where it's like tafsi v'kedushin, a chai ve'lavin like eved v'oved kechavim. So for the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Hakol Moedim, that when it comes to an Eved Vavik Echovim, the Vlad's going to be a Mamzer, meaning, who's Hakol? We fought even Shimon Atimani. Tainus the Gemara, I hear the Svara, but certainly not Muchach, that that's the way it is. How do I know that? Because I have a Mefurish Atan who clearly doesn't hold that way. So if Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda holds like Shimon Atimani, that Mamzer is only from Chavi Krisos, yet Eved Vavik Echovim Baal Bas Yisrael Avlad, Kosher, there's no reason to assume Shimon Atimani would hold any differently. So how did Rabbi Yochanan know to say Hakol Moedim? Elam Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, I hear what you're saying. It's not Muchach that Shimon Atimani would hold Avlad Mamzer by Eved Vavik Echovim Baal Bas Yisrael. So Man Hakol Moedim, you want to know who Hakol Moedim is? It's Rebbe. It's Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? Afak after Rebbe Oyim. Even though Rebbe said, Einat varma lolo amurim el de Rebbe Akiva, shoyo oisa chalutza ke'ervo. So this Rebbe is really Likamon. It's a Rebbe that we're going to see later in the Masechta. The context over there is the lav in the Torah of Kivan Shaloi Bono Shuv Lo Yivna. A lav that we've seen a few times, which states that once a Yovam does Chalitza, at that point he's not allowed to marry this woman anymore. What happens if he tries marrying this woman? So Rebbe said that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kedushin won't be Taifas. Rabbi Akiva, who holds Kedushin's not Taifas, but Chayvi Lavin. And once someone does Chalitza with a woman, there's a Chayvi Lavin for him to marry her because Kivan Shalaybana Shovla Yivna. So the Divrei Rabbi Akiva, it's not going to work. Now, from the words of Rabbi, the Gemara's Medayik, it sounds like Velei Loi Sviroloi. The Divrei Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Kedushin's not Taifas, but Chayvi Lavin. Oh, but he himself doesn't hold that way. Which means, so we know Rabbi Shita is not like Rabbi Akiva. He holds Kedushin is Toifas B'chavi Lavin, which also means that if a child is born from B'chavi Lavin, the child's going to be kosher. It's not going to be a mamzer. Yet, when it comes to a B'chavim and an Eved, the Rabbi's Moida, that if that person will now have a child from a Blas Yisrael, the child will be a mamzer. How do you know that? Because when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said over in the name Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi, who said in the name of Rabbeinu. So who's Rabbeinu? So it depends on the context, but in the Gemara, Rabbeinu usually is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. That Ukechavim David Abba Bas Yisrael have Vlad Mamzer. So he said that the Halacha is going to be Vlad Mamzer. So said Rabbi Yosef, on the one hand, I know Rebbe doesn't hold a Rabbi Akiva. How do I know that? Because he said, L'divrei Rabbi Akiva. He said that later. And it was clear from the way he said it that he didn't really hold like Rabbi Akiva. So he holds that when is a child a mamzer, not if it's from a Chayvi Lavin, only if it's from a Chayvi Krisus. Yet Rebbe himself said, that the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. What's the pshat? I thought if the child comes from a Chayvi Lavin, the child is not a mamzer. So why, if the father's a guy, is the child a mamzer? It must be there's a difference, must be there's a nafkamina between an ordinary Chayvi Lavin and a Chayvi Lavin where the father is an Eved or an Eved Kechavim. Zokti Gemara, that is what Rabbi Yochanan must have been referring to. When Rabbi Yochanan said, Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees when it comes to an Eved and an Eved Kechavim that the Vlad's going to be a mamzer, maybe he didn't mean Shimon Atimani because it's not muchach what Shimon Atimani Shita would be. Could have been Shimon Atimani, but we don't know. And we have no evidence to say that. But we do have evidence in Rebbe, because we have two opinions of Rebbe that clearly suggest this chiddush. We know Rebbe holds mamzer's only from Chavi Krisus, yet we also know that Rebbe holds that Eved Vavik Echovim Haba Abbas Yisrael, that the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. Zok to Gemar. Rab Achasar Habiro. V'rab Tanchum B'reid Rav Chiyo Ish Kvar Akra. So these two Gedoylem, and from this Gemara would seem they were also Askonim. Porukanu Shiviyusa, the Asumi Arman Litveria. So there were two Jewish girls that were taken captive. They had lived in Arman, they were brought to Tveria, and there was a big pigeon Shfuan, and Rab Acha Sarabiro and Rab Tanchum Breit Rab Chia Ish Kvarakoi, they were poi to them. So the Gemara says, when they redeemed them, what they realized was, is unfortunately one of these Jewish girls had become pregnant, and it had happened through one of the captors, who was a non-Jew. Also, the Kamid Rav Ami. So this girl was brought to Rav Ami. What was the question? The question was, this child that she's carrying, is it a Jewish child or is it not Jewish child? So this is a classic example of Eved Vavik Echovim Haba Bas Yisrael. Is the Vlad kosher, is the Vlad not kosher? So they bring it to Rav Ami. So Rav Ami, he's the Marad Asra in Tveria. He was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan, he's buried in Tveria today. So he said as follows, Amalu, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, the Amri, Oivik Echovim, Eved Abba Abbas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. He said, I heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina. They all said Havlad Mamzer. So you want to know the halachic status of this child? The child's going to be a mom's. Amr Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef heard about this. So he said, Rav Usel Amichshav Gavri? I mean, Rav Ami did some impressive name dropping. Right, Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Rav Chanino. But he says, Grosser Kunz, just to mention names? I could also mention names. Meaning, I'll name drop people that hold the Vlad is not a mom's. Harav Ushmul Bebovel, for Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Ubar Kapar Beretz Yisrael, V'amri Lassam say, Chalufi Bar Kapar, wasn't Bar Kapar, Vaili Zikne Dorim, it was the elders of the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. But the bottom line is, the Amri, they all said, that the Vlad is kosher. So it's very nice. Rav Ami was able to list a few names of people that held the Vlad kosher. Right? I can name names of people that held the Vlad kosher. So Rav Yosef said, I wouldn't be machria based on names. I understand it's an impressive list, but my list is just as impressive. So that can't be the machria. Elam Rav Yosef, says, you want to know what the halach is? I'll tell you what the halach is. Because Rebbe already was machria on this shiloh. What was Rebbe Machriya? The Chiyas Rav Dimi Yom Rabbi Yitzchak by Rav Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Because Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, like we just said. He said over the name Rabbeinu, who's Rebbe, that Amru, if you come ever to Baba Bas Yisrael, have Lad Manzer. So Rav Yosef said, I agree with the Psak. I agree with what Rav Ami said. I just don't agree with the way Rav Ami got there. Rav Ami got to the Psak. He said, what do you mean? It's Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina. It's very nice. I could have told you just as equally. It's Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Shulman Levi, it's Bar Kapar. The fact that he mentioned names has nothing to do with this. You want to know why this is the halacha? Because Rabbeinu said so. Who's Rabbeinu? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. But the bottom line is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds that if you can chavim the Eved Habav, Bas Yisrael, the child is going to be what? The child is going to be a mamzer. Why are we making this point? Because even though he holds that ordinarily a flat mamzer is only from a chayvei krisus, and if you can come ever the Bas Yisrael is not chayvei krisus, so why is the child a mamzer? Must be a svara, because being that there's loy tafsi b'kedushin, therefore the child is going to be a mamzer. Reb Shulman Levi said, havlad mekulk, that if a non-Jew fathers a child with a Jewish woman, the child is a mekulk. Not a mamzer, but a mekulkel. Right? What does mekulkel mean? Just like a little problematic. It's not a good child. So the Gemara says, L'man. When we say mekulkel to ilay mekul, doesn't mean that this child can't get married to anybody. I mean, the child's a mamzer. I'm Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua, meaning Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he was one of the Amiram that we just mentioned earlier, who holds a vlad kosher. The child is a kosher, so mekulkel can't mean that the child's a mamzer. Elo likuhuna. Must be the child is going to be mekulkel likuhuna. Meaning, the kulu amayroi, the machshiri, because even though we have all these amayroim that hold that over kachavim v'evad abav asisrael avlad kosher, moidu, however, they're all moidu, shavlad pogum lekohuna, that even though the child is not a mamzer, but to marry a kohen, that's not okay. And how do we know that? This is going to bring us back to yesterday's daf, mi kal v'chomer me almano. We know kal v'chomer from almano, ma almano lekohen gadol, ma dachin almano lekohen gadol, she'en isur shava bakol, which we spoke a lot about yesterday. The isur almano is not an isur that shava bakol. As far as Isurim go, it's a low-grade Isser. Why? Because it only affects one person in the world. It only affects the Kohen Gadol. Still, B'na Pogum, the halach is that if a Kohen Gadol would have a child with an Amana, the child would be a Pogum. The child wouldn't be able to marry a Kohen. Zu Shen Isura Shava Bakoil. So as it relates to this Isser, which Isser? Marrying a non-Jew, which is Shava Bakoil. There's no Jew in the world that can marry a non-Jew. In Oedin Shev B'na Pogum. So certainly the child is going to be a pogum. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi Taka holds that the child is a kosher, but it's going to be pogum l'kuhuna. Based on what? Based on the Kal v'chomer. Faith to Gemara. Yeah, similar signal to what we saw yesterday.
Why does he use
pogum? Interesting. I don't know. Says the Gemara, Mala Amana l'kohen gadol. What kind of Kal v'chomer is this? Meaning, there's a piruch on the Kal v'chomer. Amana l'kohen gadol. It's true that Vlad is a pogum, abashakein he atzma mischalalas. When the almana is nivela to the Kohen Gadol, she now, moving forward, is mischalalas. She's not going to be able to marry a Kohen. As opposed to, over kechavim v'eved abah bas Yisrael, is there such a halacha that the bas Yisrael is also now not going to be able to marry a Kohen? Mar says, yes. Hachanami, kimen she nivela, pasla. What she's nivela, pasla, which Rashi says means she's pasla from eating truma, but in your name, she's also possible from marrying a Kayan, so there's no pirch on the Kal v'chomer. So what we're left with is a festa Kal v'chomer, that just like an almana l'kohen gadol, the child is a pogrom, so too, not just so too, Kal v'chomer, Bas Yisrael, that's never going to an Evike Chavim, that the child, even though it's kosher, but at the same time, it's going to be makoko. Right.
Shenivalo,
Shenivalo, Goy. Right. Right. Verstehe. I hear. Sagt die Gemara, der Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichoy, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichoy, Minayin Lo Bikicham Ve'Eved Abba Ba'Koyenes Fa'al Avi Ba'al Yisraelis, Shepaslu, oh, how do you know that an Ovikicham Ve'Eved Abba Ba'an Koyenes and Avi Yisraelis, Shepaslu, that she now becomes possible from eating Truma, Shenever Ba'askoyen Kitiya, Almana Ugrusha, and we learn from him, Mishi Yeshloi Almanus Ve'Gerushim Ba, only someone that has Gerushim, or Amanus, meaning this Ishus, Yatsu Evikachavim Eved, Sheinlam Amanus, Vigerishim, as opposed to an Evikachavim and an Eved, where there's no marriage, and because there's no marriage, there's no Din Amana, there's no Din Grusha. So all these types of situations, the halach is the child, or even the woman herself, will not be able to eat Truma, and if she won't be able to be Truma, she'll also be Asa to a Kain. We're just proving now the point that Evikachavim Eved, Haba, Albas, Yisrael, that not only is that the halach is that she herself now becomes possible of kahuna moving forward. So if it becomes possible for kahuna moving forward, she's no different than the amana l'kohen gadol. She's no different than the amana l'kohen gadol. So we do have a good kal v'chomer for amana l'kohen gadol. And the Gemara says that is pshat in what Rabbi Shua ben Levi meant when he said that even though if kechavim v'eved abba abbas yisrael avlad kashner, but at the same time the vlad's going to be a pogum, the vlad's going to be a makokos. So let's just stop for a second and let's just recap where we're at right now. We're discussing Shaila of if you kechavim the Eved Abba Bas Yisrael, Havlad Kosher or Havlad Mamza. And clearly, from what we've seen and what we're going to continue to see, this was a major, major discussion. And there were many that held Havlad Kosher, there were many that held Havlad Mamzer, right? The Gemara said, Ravusi, Lamichshav Gavri, what, you're going to give me a list of Amiram that held Vlad Mamzer? I can match that list and I can give you a whole list of Amiram that held that the Vlad's going to be Kosher. Why is it a chiddush to say a Vlad Mamzer? Because according to the Chachamim, the only time a child is a Mamzer is if the child comes from a Chavi Krisos. And if a Bas Yisrael is Nivala to an Eved, even if she does have a Mezid, she's not Chayv Karas. All it is in the worst case scenario would be a Chayv Lavin. Even that's a little complicated. But it's certainly not going to be more than a Chayv Lavin. And if it's not going to be more than a Chayv Lavin, we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. We hold that a Mamzer doesn't come from Chayv Lavin, only from a Chayv Krisos up. So Lechura really doesn't have and doesn't meet the credentials and the prerequisites for a Mamzer. Afal Pike, there were many Amiram that held that the Halach is that if a child comes from a non-Jewish father, Jewish mother, the Vlad is a Yid, but at the same time, the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer. Another thing that we saw was that was the sheet of Rebbe. Rebbe holds, like Shimon HaTimon, like the Chachamim, that a Mamzer only comes from a Chavi Krisos, but at the same time, he holds, everybody Chachamim, Abba, Abbas, Yisrael, that Loch is going to be a Vlad Mamzer. And if it's Rebbe's sheet, that's a very big deal, because Rebbe is not just another Tana. Rebbe is the Rambam B'Shaita. He's the Beis Yosef and the Rama B'Shaita. Rebbe is Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla. That's why he's called Rabbeinu. That's why he's called Rebbe. So if that's Rebbe Shita, as we saw in the Gemara already, that carries a lot of weight, halacha l'maisa. But where we are right now is that it's a major discussion. It's certainly a chiddush to say Avlad Mamzer. And specifically, it's the Shita of Rebbe. So with that segue, Zok the Gemara. Omale Abaya. Abaya told him. Now who did Abaya tell to? He told to Rav Yosef. Says the Gemara. He told Rav Yosef, my chaz is the somchis ad Rav Dimi. Smoich Adaravin, Rabbi Yosef in the Cheshvan of the Gemara had said that I hold that Eved, Vavikacham Avavas Yisrael, Havlad is going to be Mamzer. You know why? Because that's what Rebbe holds. And if that's what Rebbe holds, that's the halacha. Now, how did we know that Rebbe held that? So the Gemara said, because Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Vavol, he reported back and he said that I heard in the name of Rabbeinu that the Vlad's going to be a Mamzer. So Abaya told him, it's true that that was Rav Dimi's report. But you know, there was another report that came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and that report went down a little bit differently. It came from Ravin. And Ravin had a different understanding of what Rebbe had said. Now, the background to this is that throughout Shas, you find that the Gemara says, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, and throughout Shas, you find Ki Asa Ravin. And the reason is because Rav Dimi and Ravin, these were two very, very prominent Talmidim in the yeshivas of Bavel, and they both went to Eretz Yisrael to learn, and they spent a lot of time there. And when they came back, they said over a lot of Torah that they heard from all the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. So who were the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, and from a dar earlier, it was from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Yudan Nasi lived in Eretz Yisrael. And they reported a lot about what was going on in Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't like today, where you can go to Eretz Yisrael, Shalish, you know, Palm and Bashana. It was a lot more complicated then. And a lot of people weren't going. There was no Beis HaMikdash. They weren't being Eiler Regel. But there were Yechidim, there were Talmidim that went to Eretz Yisrael, and they brought back a lot of Mesirif, what was going on. So the Yidin are learning in Nardom, Batis, right? All the big yeshivas, and Masa Mechasi, and Bavel. And they want to know, Vos Halk Rabbi Yechim, who's the God of Adar, undisputed. Like, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael? And that's what you look out for. Throughout Shas, you'll see Kiyasa Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came. Where'd he come from? He came from Eretz Yisrael. Kiyasa Ravin. Ravin also came from Eretz Yisrael. Now, there were others that went to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, there's a comment from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, where he holds that back in the day, when the Yidden lived in Bavel, Bachrim used to go learn Eretz Yisrael. So just like they go learn Eretz Yisrael today, they used to learn in Eretz Yisrael then as well, which yeshiva is Vesachnesh. But they used to go learn in Eretz Yisrael, and it was a zach. But in Shas, there's not a lot of rayas to that. But what is clear, this permeates Shas, is Kiyasa Rav Dimi and Kiyasa Ravin. And very often, what Rav Dimi reported back and what Ravin reported back were in conflict with each other. And this Gemara is a classic example. So Rav Dimi comes and he says, you want to know what Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yudan Nasi holds on this topic? It's a major topic. You want to know what he holds on this topic? He holds that if a non-Jewish man has a child with a Jewish woman, the vlad's going to be a mamzer. Rabbi told Rabbi Yosef, I know Rav Dimi said that. Oh, but mechetes, Rav Dimi's right. Maybe smoicha de Ravin. Maybe we should lie in Ravin. So what did Ravin say? Chiyasa Ravin, amar. Because Rav came back, he said as follows. He said, Rav Nosin, for Rav Yehuda Hanasi, also known as Rebbe. Moirim baletero. Hold that if a child is born from such a union, the child's going to be a kasha. Uman Rav Yehuda Hanasi. So Rav Abaya, case we didn't know, told us, who's Rav Yehuda Hanasi? It's Rebbe. That it's Rebbe. So he said clearly that Rebbe holds the vlad's going to be kosher. So he told Rabbi Yosef, you're relying on the edus of Rav Dimi, mechatesa. I don't know if it's muchach you should rely on that edus. Maybe instead you should rely on the edus of Rav. Zok tigmar. Vaf Rav moira bahatera. Rav also held that if a child is born from a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother, the child's going to be a kasha. Who does the comment to Rav? There was someone that came to Rav. Amalei told him, what's the halacha? If a child is born from such a union, Amalei told him, vlad kosher. Rav. Beforeish, he said, "Avlad kasha." Amalei, so he told him, "Okay, if that's the case, havli bartech." He says, "I want you to know that I am a child that my father's not Jewish, my mother's Jewish, looking for a shidduch, having a very, very hard time finding a shidduch because people don't care so much for my yichus, and as a result, you're paskining that avlad kasha. Can I please marry your daughter?" Lo yohiv nolei. Rav said, "No, you can't marry my daughter." Amar Simi Barchiel. Rav Simi Barchiel told Rav, "Amri Yitchi." He says, "You know, people say gamlo b'modai akabarakta." Apparently, this was an old expression. They said that a camel in modai, as in paras umodai, in that land, since a camel over there akabarakta, he's able to dance. He can put all four of his feet. Rashi says inside a kli that's machzik akav, like in a small little cup. So he's standing in a coffee cup with 4 feet and a dance, a machrikidis. He says, this is something that's command impossible. No one's ever seen it. But a Madai, right? Oh, if you'd go to Madai, you'd be able to see it. So he told him, but you know what happens when people show up to Madai? Hokaba, they see the cab. The Hogamlo, they'll see the camel. The Hogamadai, they know they're a Madai. That's a tansnish. Because the reality is people are always making up fantastic tales about things that you can't prove or disprove. Things that happen on the other side of the world. So he told Rav, he said, you know, it's very nice that, you know, you're talking as if, yeah, Vada, Vagasha, Tachlis. Hogamla, Hogaba, Hogmada. You see, you don't want to pick up on the shidduch. So I'm not so sure this is true because how come you don't want it? Amalei, so Rav told this person, in Ahavik Yeshua ben Nun. He said, this has nothing to do with your yichis. He said, if you were Yeshua ben Nun, lo yehiv nolei barti. I'm letting you know, I wouldn't be mashadach with you. Amalei, so he told him, Ahavik Yeshua ben Nun. He says, if I was like Yeshua ben Nun, imar lo yavli, achridi yavli, I wouldn't have to marry your daughter. If I was Yeshua ben Nun, I'd have plenty of shidduch and that would be read. Everything would be fine. Problem is, I'm a little bit of a desperate situation. You hold a vlad kosher. If you hold a vlad kosher, could you please do the shidduch? So the Gemara says, "Hi, imar lo yavlek." Right? Because if you're not going to do the shidduch with me, achrini lo yavlek. No one else is going to be mishado with me. So the Gemara says, "Lehav calls me kamei." This person did not leave Rav at the mgit meshuga gemach. He didn't want to go away. Yav be'ene. So Rav looked at him in a certain way that only tzaddikim were able to look at people. That's a conversation for a whole nother day. Veshachiv, and this person ended up dying. Now, obviously, this Gemara is Eino Yoimer Elo Dershuni. why did Rav so badly not want to be Mashadach with this person? Was it Taka because of the Yichus? I mean, he yelled at Vlad Kosher. So presumably he's not. Then he told him, even if he'd be like Yeshua Benun, right? And if he's Yeshua Benun, even then he wouldn't be Mashadach. So there was something about this person that clearly he didn't like. I'm a Mefarshim, but we're going to go Vaitiv. Af Rav Masna. The Mefarshim struggled with this. Rav Masna was also matter. Rav Masna also said that in every kechavim that has a child from a Jewish woman, the Vlad's going to be a kosher, right? La'atera means the child is going to be a kosher. Af Rav Yehuda Moirba La'atera. Rav Yehuda also held that way, right? Rav Yehuda in his time was the Gadol Adar. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav. And then after Rav passed away, he went to learn by Shmuel. And that's why throughout Shas, you have Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, and Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Why? Because he was a Talmud of Rav, so Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and then he was a Talmud of Shmuel. So it was Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. But he took over Shmuel's yeshiva. He was the biggest Rosh Yeshiva in Poland. Biggest Rosh Yeshiva in Bavel, Bishaitai. And he was Mamishit. So it's not just the Af, right? You see names in the Gemara. The names matter. So the Gemara of Af, Rav Yehuda Meir Bala Teiru. Rav Yehuda also held that over Kechavim, the Eved Abba Abad is Bas Yisrael, that the Halach is Avlad is going to be Chosh. How do you know that? The Chiyos, the Kamidi Rav Yehuda. Because there was a person that once came to Rav Yehuda. Amaleh, he told Rav Yehuda. He said, you know, I have a problem. I'm looking to get married. Nobody wants to be Meshadoch with me. The reason is because my father is not Jewish. And I'm this questionable case of over Kechavim, the Eved Abba Abad Yisrael, it's a shayla whether the Vlad is kosher or the Vlad is pasul, and no one wants to do a shidduch with me. He said, Rabbi Yehuda, I need something, chtaf abrocha, epis, what should I do? So listen to what he told him. Fascinating. He told him, zil itamar. He says, go to a place where no one knows who you are. Don't tell anyone what your yichus is. Just don't say. And like this, people are going to end up being mashadach with you. Or he said, oy nasev bas minach, or try to find a girl that has the same yichus you have. Meaning, that's just good practical advice. But what did Rabbi Yehuda tell him? Rabbi Yehuda told him that if you want to go to a city where no one knows who you are, make believe you're an Einiko from a Grace Rebbe, when really that's not your Yichus, that's fine. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda held that he's a Mamzer, number one, he could have never given him that advice. But even more so, this man could have gotten married. Because there were a lot of Mamzerim, Dreinzach, and he couldn't have married a Mamzeres. A Mamzer could always marry Mamzeres. The problem is this person was really a kosher. So he couldn't marry a mamzeres, and in terms of doing a regular mainstream shidduch, he was having a very difficult time. So Rabbi Yehuda says, just go to a makam shei makir noischa, and like this, you'll be able to do a shidduch. So clearly, Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that really he's a kosher. The Gemara says, v'chiyasa l'kami de Rava, this person eventually went to Rava, and he went for a second opinion. Amalei Rava told him, oy gali, told him the same exact advice. He says, if you want, be goyla. Just go to Gauls, go to a place where no one knows who you are. There, get yourself married. Oy nasa bas minach, try to find somebody that's like you. Zok the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to get a little more lomdish. Sholchu b'nei b'michsi l'rabba. So the people that lived in b'michsi, this was a place, they sent Rabbi the following question. They said, Misha chetzio yeved v'chetzi ben chayr. If you have a person that's a chetzio yeved, and he's a chetzi ben chayr. So he's not a full-fledged yeved, but he's a chetzi yeved v'chetzi ben chayr. Haba abas Yisrael, and has a child with abas Yisrael, ma'u. What's the halacha of the Vlad? So first of all, how does somebody become a chetzi yeved chetzi ben chayr? Short answer is, this was a Eved Knani that belonged to two Shutfin. So there was a non-Jew, and he was sold in the marketplace to two Jews. The two Jews now own him, B'Shutfis. One Jew owns Chatzi, and the other Jew owns Chatzi. One of these Yidden was Meshacher, his Chatzi. As a result, the Chatzi that he was Meshacher now became a Chatzi Ben Chayr. The other half was never Meshacher. As a result, this child ends up being a Chatzi Yeved, the Chatzi Ben Chayim. So you have someone that's a Chatzi Yeved, and he's a Chatzi Ben Chayim. He was Baal Bas Yisrael, and he had a child. So they asked Rabbi the question, what's the halacha, the child, the kosher apostle? So Rabbi sent back the following message. He said, Hashto, Eved, kulo yamrin and kosher. Rabbi said, I have a Messiah, I hold that over Kachavim, the Eved, Baal Bas Yisrael, have Vlad kosher. Even if he's 100% an Eved, the Vlad's going to be a kosher. Chetzio mi boya. So certainly, if he's only a Chatzi Eved, the chance for sure going to be a kosher. Madach 100% Eved, the child's going to be a kosher. Certainly, if it's only a Chatzi Eved, Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said as follows. He said, Marad de Shmaita Manu. Who's the Marad de Shmaita? Who's the one that holds Eved? For Evi Kechavim, Haba, Bas Yisrael, Avlad Kosher. Now, the truth is, we had a few Marad de Shmaitas in the daf, right? The Gemara said, Revusa, Lemichshav, Gavri, we name dropped throughout this whole Amid. That was Mamish the Lashon of the Gemara. So we had all these different names of Amiram that held Avlad Kosher. But the Gemara said that Rabbi Yosef commented and he said, who's the Marad de Shmaita as far as we're concerned? Unzer Messiah, forget all the names. Who do we follow when we say Avlad Kosher? It's Rav Yehuda. It's Rav Yehuda. And the Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda himself said that Mishachetzi Avel Chetzi Ben Chayrin Abba Abbas Yisrael Oksoy Vlad Ein Loi Takana. That Vlad is actually not going to be a kosher. What does it mean? Ein Loi Takana. Rashi, three lines from the top. Kaloi Mar Manzeru. This shawl is going to be a manzer. So Rav Yosef said, Rabbi, I hear what you're saying. I hear your cheshbon. Madach, the child is born from 100% Eved, the child is going to be a kosher. Kavu Chaymer, if it's only from a chatzi Eved. But Rabbi Yosef says, I have a problem, because Rabbi Yehuda is the Mar, the Shmaita, who holds that if a child is born from an Eved, that the Vlad is going to be a kosher. Yet he himself said that if a chetzi Eved, chetzi Mecharin has a child, the child is Ein Loi Takana. So the Gemara says, you have to say a pshat. You have to say that when Rav Yehuda said that a child that's born from a chatzi Eved, chatzi Ben Chayrin, the child's going to be a mamzer. You know what it's talking about? It's going to kaddish Bas Yisrael. It's talking about where the chatzi Eved was mekaddish the Bas Yisrael. The nimtzo, being that he was mekaddish, it comes out sad avdus shaboy mishtamish be'eshesesh, and that's why the child's going to be a mamzer. Fascinating conclusion. And a very lamdish teretz. So the Gemara says that Rav Yehuda must have held that a child that's born from a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin is actually more chomer than a child that's born from 100% eved. Aber hocha b'maya skinun, only when there's an akimta. The akimta is that the chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin was mekadish this Bas Yisrael. If a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin is mekadish Bas Yisrael, what happens? She becomes mekudeshes lechatzi, because only the chatzi ben chayrin is able to be mekadesh this Bas Yisrael. The chatzi eved has no tfisas kedushin, like we saw in the beginning of the daf. Like tafsi kedushin with an eved by v'kecham. So it comes out that this Bas Yisrael now is going to be mekudeshes lechatzi. If the chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin now has a child with this woman, what's happening is this chatzi eved isn't just having a child with a Bas Yisrael; he's having a child with a married Bas Yisrael. How's she married? He's married to her. Okay, so if he's married to her, it's fine. No, but only half of him is married to her. The other half of him is not married to her. His chatzi ben chayrin is married to her, but his chatzi eved is not married to her. So what's happening is he's having a child with a bas yisrael that's an eishes ish. Zok digimor, Rav Yehuda held oivik kechavim ve'eved abo bas yisrael avlad kosher. Why? Because at the end of the day, all of this is a chayvi lavin. And he doesn't subscribe to the svar that the Gemara said at the beginning of the Yomim. But that's only if the Bas Yisrael is a pnuya. But what if she's a mikudeshes? What if she's a married woman? So now she's a regular eishes ish. Any person that has a child with an eishes ish, the child's going to be a mamzer. So why should the chatzi of the chatzi ben chayr be any different? So the Gemara says, you want to know pshan of Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda is that a fartige eved that has a child with a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad's going to be a kosher, but a chatzi of the chatzi ben chayr is going to be a mamzer. Because hoch, abemayaskinon, kigoin, right? Kigoin means some baishpil. It's an akimta. You have to make an akimta. It's not always true. It's kigoyin. In a case where the chatzi el chatzi mechayin was mekadesh the Bas Yisrael, in the event that he was mekadesh the Bas Yisrael, so it comes out now she's a chatzi eishes ish. The tzad avdus is being pogeya in the tzad eishes ish, and as a result, now it's a regular child that's being born from an eishes ish. A child that's born from an eishes ish, that child's already going to be a manzer. But what comes out is, and here's the interesting conclusion that we alluded to a moment ago, and that is that if a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin would stand be born a Bas Yisrael, be his nus, and have a child, the child would be a kosher. But if he marries her, and then he has a child with her, he himself marries her. He marries her. I read the Kadesh sleep at the Bas Kadesh Moshe Yisrael. Now has a child. Now the child's already a monster. Because if it's Tama Bias Nusba Alma, since she's a regular Pnuyo, and Eved Haba Bas Yisrael, Avlad Kosher, Kalvachim Chatzi Eved Haba Bas Yisrael, Avlad Kosher. But once he's Mekadesher, the Kiddushin is actually Toifas. He's an Eved, but he's also a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So she's now a Chatzi Yeshes Ish. And a child that's born from a Chatzi Yeshes Ish, Zok the Gemara Vlad Mamza. But the Gemara says, even though this is very geschmack, and it feels like a very, very Lomdisha Noise, but the Gemara says it's not true. Because Va'amri Nardoi said, Vishmeid Reb Yaakov. In the name of the Tana Reb Yaakov. The Divri, Apoisel, who the man that holds that Eved, Vaybikicham Abab, Bas Yisrael, Avad Mamzer, Poisel, Afulub, Pnuya. It's true even if the Bas Yisrael wasn't married. And the Divri, Amachshah, the man that says the child's going to be kosher, Machshah, Afulub, Eishesh. Holds kosher, Afulub, Eishesh. Meaning it's not a real Svara. Because the man that holds Eved, Vaybikicham Abab, Bas Yisrael, Avad Mamzer, it's true even if she was married. Now, Kamuvan, this is a very big Kiddush. Because if she's an Eishesh, even if a Yisroel would have a child with her, the child would be a mamzer. So you would think Kal v'chomer is an Eved v'vikachomer would have a child with an Eishes Ish, the child would be a mamzer. It's mavur, not. Why not? The lomdus of this svar is beyond the scope of what we're doing, but the G'dayli Rosh Hashivas all said pshat in what could be worse, that a Yisroel that has a child with an Eishes Ish, the child would be a mamzer, but an Eved v'vikachomer, or an Eved that has a child with an Eishes Ish, counterintuitive. Because again, every chacham abal pnuya, the vlach would be an apostle, but it could be an eshesish. Regardless, zokti gemaru shneim loy lamdua elam eshesav. As it relates to this general machloikis, the machloikis of evev oivik chacham abal bas yisrael avlad kosher avlad apostle. What exactly is the root of this question? It's been the topic of the entire daf. But the Gemara says, what's the root of this question? They both learned it from Eish Esav. Now, the makar to the halacha, that if a child is born from a chayvei krisus, the child is a mamzer, is based on the juxtaposition, the smichos of two psukim in the Torah. It says in the Torah, lo yikach ish es Eish Esav. A man is not allowed to marry his father's wife. Meaning, even when she's not his mother, it's just his father's wife, still there's a law in the Torah. The very next pasuk says, "Lo yovei mamzer v'kal Hashem." And we learn from here that how does a mamzer happen? If someone violated lo yikach ishes eishes aviv, then there's going to be a mamzer. Now, eishes aviv is one of the arayas. It's a chayvei krisus. So we say that just like eishes av is a chayvei krisus, and if a child is born, the child's going to be a mamzer. So too, any time a child is born from a chayvei krisus, the child is going to be a mamzer. So what's the makar? What's the source? What's the textbook example of where mamzer comes from, according to Shimon HaTimon, according to the Chachamim, that a mamzer comes from a chayvei krisus? It's learned out from eishes av. So the Gemara says like this, as it relates to this question, if a child is born from an Evan and an Oivik Echavim. Man, the apostle, the man that says that Evan, Oivik Echavim, that has a child from Bas Yisrael, the blood is going to be a Mamzer, so where he holds. Ma, Eish Esav, Le Tavsa Bakadushin. What's unique about an Eish Esav? There's no Tvisas Kedushin. If someone tries to be Mekadash Echavi Krisos, the Kedushin is not Toifas. And still have Vlad Mamzer, Avkod, Le Tavsa Bakadushin, have Vlad Mamzer. So to any time it's Le Tavsa Kedushin, the child is going to be a Mamzer. Man, the man, the man that says that the blood is going to be a Kosher, because he holds Ma, Eish Esav, the day Le Tavsa Bakadushin, Abalachrini Tavsa Bakadushin, Eish Esav, it's true, he himself can't be Mekadesher, but someone else could be Mekadesher, so that's the only time the child is going to be a Mamzer. So anytime you have a situation where if somebody tried being Mekadesher, he wouldn't be able to, but if somebody else tried being Mekadesher, he would be able to. So this particular Chassan is not Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, but if someone else tried doing it, it would be. That's where there's a Mamzer. Lafuka Evi Kechavim Eved, as opposed to Evi Kechavim Eved, Kulei Tavsi Bahu Kedushin Klau, where no one can be Mekadesher. And being that no one can be Mekadesher, it's not Dumya De'esh Esav. If it's not Dumya De'esh Esav, so we have no Car, we have no halacha basis to say that the child will be a mamzer, and that's pshat in the man da'amar that holds that eved v'vikachavim haba bas yisrael, the halacha is that the vlad is going to be kosher. But the bottom line is, just going back to where we're holding in the cheshbon of the Gemara, and that is Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that eved v'vikachavim haba bas yisrael havlad kosher. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that a chatzni eved v'chatzni ben chayrin, that's ba bas yisrael, the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. And the question is that how could it be that the fartige eved that has a child, the child is going to be a kosher, and yet if the chatzi eved is going to have a child, it's going to be a mamzer. So the Gemara thought that maybe the case is, it's talking about when he was mekadesher first. So if he was mekadesher first, so it comes out, now the child's going to be a mamzer because his tzad avdus is being pegeya in her chatzi eshesish that came about from his tzad cheirus. But the Gemara says it's not true because ledivrei apoysel poysel afilu bepnuyo uledivrei hamachsher, which is shita's Rabbi Yehuda, is machsher afilu beishesish. So that can't be the teretz. So the Gemara says you have to say eloki itma the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about going shabal eshesish. It's talking about where the chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin was born a regular eshesish, not the chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin was mekadesh and isha. He was bought on a regular Eshesh, a woman that a full-fledged Yisrael was Mekadesh. In that case, for sure the child's going to be a mamzer. You know why? Not because of the Tzad Avdus. Nothing to do with Eved Habar Bas Yisrael. It's because he's also a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. The Nimsa Tzad Chayrin Shebai is Chatzi Ben Chayrin is Mishnamesh Be'eshesh. And that's what the issue is going to be. Just a few more lines. Ravina said, Omri Rav Gaza. I heard from Rav Gaza. He said, Iklu Rav Yesi Bar Abba L'Asr. Rav Yesi Bar Abba once came to Arshtot. Vavu Uvde B'Pnuya. And there was a Maisa that an Eved was born a Pnuya. The Achsha. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin was Machsher Be'eshesh. Then there was a story that it was an Eved that was born Eshesh. Upasol. And he said, Pasol. Meaning, he made a distinction between Eved Abala Pnuya and between Eved Abala Echazesh. Amr Rav Sheshes, Adi Amr Rav Gaza. I heard this story from Rav Gaza a little bit differently. Number one, Rav Yosi Bar Avin Hava, it wasn't Rav Yosi Bar Avin, El Rav Yosi Bar Zvida Hava, it was Rav Yosi Bar Zvida, okay. And not just that, Va'achshon, he was Machshon, Bein B'Pnuya, Bein B'Echazesh. He did not make a distinction between Eved Abala Bas Yisrael, that's a Pnuya versus Eved Abala Bas Yisrael, that's an Echazesh. Amr Rav Acha, Breid the Rav of the Ravino, Nachamaiso. Ikla Amemer La'asrin. Amemer once came to our city, the Achsher, and he also was Machsher in Eved Abal Bas Yisrael. Bein bePnuya, bein beEish Esish. And what's the bottom line? The Hilchus or the Halachis, Ivi Kechavim beEved. Abal Bas Yisrael, Havlad Kosher. The Vlad is a Kosher. Bein bePnuya, and bein beEish Esish. So let's just recap. Super high level today's daf. The topic of today's daf was Eved Ivi Kechavim Abal Bas Yisrael, Havlad Kosher or Havlad Mamzer. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, that holds that any time a child is born from a Chayv Yilav, and it's Pasha that the Vlad is going to be a Mamza. The question is, what about according to the Chacham, Shimon HaTeimani, who holds that the only time a Vlad is Mamza, if it comes from a Chayv Yikrisos? Eved Poiv Kechavim Abab Bas Yisrael, in the worst case scenario, will be a Chayv Yilav. It's never going to be a Chayv Yikrisos. If it's not a Chayv Yikrisos, based on the ordinary guidelines that govern Hilchas Mamza Eres, you would think the child for sure shouldn't be a Mamza. Stating that, as we saw, this was one of the greatest debates of all time amongst Tamei Iran, where the Gemara brings Amoira after Amoira and Maisa after Maisa. It's going to continue into tomorrow's daf, where there was an incredible discussion as far as what the halacha status of this child is going to be. And there were many that held that the halacha is that the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. Why? All of this is a Chayv Yilavin. So the Gemara said a svara. The Gemara said that the reason a child that comes from a Chayv Yilavin is a kosher is because Kedushin is Toifas B'Chayv Yilavin. And being that Kedushin is Toifas B'Chayv Yilavin, so if this man tried being Mekadosh this woman, the Kedushin would be Toifas, then the halacha is the child is going to be a kosher. But if you have a Chayv Yilavin where it's Loi Tavsiva Kedushin, so over there it's going to be Mochamer. And over there the child is going to be a mamzer. And being that Kedushin is not Toifas B'Eved, B'Ovik Yechavim, said the Gemara at the very, very beginning of the daf, the halacha is anyways, that the child is going to be considered a mamzer. The Gemara, in the course of the daf, fleshed out the svaras a little bit more, and the Gemara said that really the makar, the source to the halacha, that a child that's born from a chayv yikrisos is a mamzer, is from the smichos between the erva of Eishes Av and between the pasuk of Lo Yavai Mamzer Bekal Hashem. And really, says the Gemara, the machloikis was, what is unique about Eish Hazav that teaches us Avad Mamzer? Is what's unique about Eish Hazav the fact that Kedushin is not Toifas Be'Eish Hazav? If that's the case, then Eved Vavi Kechavim, Habab Bas Yisrael, being that it's Leitafsi Ba'Kedushin, the child should be a Mamzer. Or do you say what's unique about Eish Hazav is that it's Leitafsi to this man, but if she wants to marry someone else, she would be able to marry that someone else. If that's the case, Eved Vavi Kechavim, being that no one's able to marry him, so it could be there counterintuitively. It's actually be more kuladig, and over there, maybe it's not a tzushal to Eshazav, and maybe the vlog will be kosher. But what was the bottom line after all the drama and all the anecdotes that the Gemara told? The hilchus, the halach is, oivikachavim ve'eved, haba albas yisrael, havlad kosher, bein bepnuya, bein be'eshazesh. So it seems pretty open and shut, pretty cut and dry, pretty straightforward, that if a Jewish woman has a child, where the father of the child is a non-Jew, the halacha is the Vlad is a kasha. Stating that, there's a tremendous machlokes rishonim. How to understand pashut pshat in these words of the Gemara. What does it mean? Eved vayvi kechavim haba bas yisrael havlad kasha. These rishonim are here in Yevamos daf mem hei. They're also in Kedushin daf samaches. They're also in Kedushin daf ayin hei. It's machlokes rishonim. What the definition of havlad kasha means. Pashmin Havlad Kosher means the child is a kasha. Irregular kasha. So the under Rishonim, it's Shittas Tosfos, that holds that really the child is not a regular kasha. You know what the halachic status of the child is? The child's a guy. The child's an Eini Yehudi. If your mother is Jewish, your father's not Jewish, you're an Eini Yehudi. So what does it mean then, Havlad Kosher? Havlad Kosher means that the child could be Megayer. And if the child's Megayer, then he's going to be a kasha. What's the other tzad of Vlad Mamzer? A Mamzer has no taira. There's no way to allow a Mamzer back into the Kahal Hashem. A Mamzer blight a Mamzer. Of a goy can very nayit through Gerus. Vlad Kosher just means relative to Mamzer. A Mamzer stuck in his plight of being a Mamzer. But a guy has the ability to be Megayer, and because he has the ability to be Megayer, therefore Avlad Kosher. So according to those Rishonim, the Mandama that says, Eved Vavikachama Ba'at Yisrael Avlad Mamzer holds Mamzer. And the Mandama that holds Kosher, not Kosher, is a regular Kosher. Kosher isn't any Yehudi. And Af Megayer is Amisaita, so be Megayer. But the point is, he's Kosher Lachageiris, Abafar Geiris not. Which really means there were three opinions in terms of what the halachic status is of a non-Jewish man who has a child with a Jewish woman. Vlad Mamzer, Vlad Kosher, which means either Kosher Manish, or Kosher means Tafka La'achar Geres. So we paskin, what are we paskin? The Gemara said clearly, V'hilchus v'kechavim v'ebed abob as Yisrael ha'vlad Kosher. Okay, but now we need to know what we really paskin. Because do we paskin avlad kosher that the child is a kosher? Or do we paskin avlad kosher the child is a non-Jew, but if just lacha geiris will be kosher? So what's the halacha? Everyone knows the halacha. Let's go back to the man on the street that we started the daf with. If you ask the man on the street, what's the halacha? Someone's mother is Jewish, but his father's not Jewish. Is he Jewish or not? Avadi is Jewish. And that's what we paskin. We paskin avlad kosher. But I'm going to tell you something interesting. And that is the Reb Kiveger, in the end of Hilchas Mivo, says, brings from the Nesivos, from the Baal Chavos Das, of course was the Nesivos, who said that even though we paskin havlat kosher, but at the same time, l'chumra, we're possible, we should be chayish to the shitas of Rishonim that hold that havlat kosher doesn't mean kosher mamish, but kosher means that the child is going to be a Yehudi, but at the same time, l'achagers. Now, where does he say it? He says it in Hilchas Mila. The case is where a child was born on Shabbos. Mother's a Jew and the father's a non-Jew. The next Shabbos is a mitzvah to do bris milah. Milah bismanu is doicha Shabbos. Ubiyei mashmini afilu b'Shabbos. So Reb Kiveger brings from the Chavos Das that the Chavos Das said a chiddush niflo. He says you should not do this bris milah on Shabbos. Because hotenach, according to the mandama that holds that eved v'oivikechovim abab as Yisrael havlad kashim mamish, that is a regular Jewish child. If it's a Jewish child, of course the milah is going to be doicha Shabbos. But if you hold that havlad kashim means that the child is really not a Jew, nor vos, you could be Megayer. That means right now you're doing bris milah on a non-Jewish child. What? There's no Geiris now. So right now you're doing it on a non-Jewish child. So it comes out that this child right now is a non-Jew. You can't do milah. Milah involves Chilul Shabbos. It's only when you're being Mekayim the Mitzvah that you're allowed to do it. But to the extent you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah, you can. So Kiveger brings in the end of Hilchas, very, very end of Simur Reish Samachet, the end of Hilchas Mila, brings this Chiddush from the Chavos Das that said that this is a place where you should be Chayshik. Look into Pischei Tshuva and Simon Dal and Evan Ezer. So he brings different tsiyurim where maybe there's an Indian to be Chayish. Of course, it's not Talacha, but maybe it was a Chumi Yisera to Nem on those. It's often a Rishonim who learned the Sugya of the Hilchas of Ikechavim, the Eved, Habab, As Yisrael. Havlad Kosher really means that the child is going to be an Eni Yehudi, nor Kosher, he can be Kosher Ayde Geris. But just to end on a light note with a Dvar Machshava related to today's daf, and that is the Gemara talked about a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. And the truth is, the Chatzi Eved and the Chatzi Ben Chayrin is very infamous in Shas, right? He's always a complicated case. Mechas Chinuch is always discussing what would be the halacha. Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin is chayv in this, he's partner in that, right? From an academic perspective, he makes for very, very interesting raid, an interesting lumnus. But the truth is that the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin was a real thing. And there was a major, major machloikis between the schools of Shammai and the schools of Hillel. How to treat this Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin? It's a Mishnah in Masechtas Idiyos, Gittin, Chagig Daf Beis, and the Mishnah over there discusses as follows. Misha Chetzi Yevet Chetzi Ben Chayim. Someone that's a Chetzi Yevet Chetzi Ben Chayim. So Bisul said, what this person should do, meaning how does he go about his day? How does he spend his 9 to 5? So over this Rabbi Yoimecha, one day he serves his master, that's Atzma Yoimecha, and the next day he serves himself, meaning he's a 50-50 shutif together with his other. Okay, so one day I work for me, one day I work for you. That's how he gets along. Divrei Beis Hillel. Amar Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai told Beis Hillel, Tikantem es Rabbi. What you did worked out, it was Masada, the financial situation, very, very well. Abba Ves Atzmi Lo Tikantem. He didn't help out his personal situation. Why? Because this man can't get married. Lisa Shifcha in Yachol. He can't marry a Shifcha because he's a Chatzi Ben Chayr. To marry a Bas Chayr, he can't because he's a Chatzi Eved. Not to get married, that's not an option. Lo Yisover Ola Shabbos Yitzara. Elo Mepnei Tikkun. We force his master to go ahead and to free him simply so this person should be able to get married. This was the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So I'll tell you an interesting chesidah shamaisa. Maisa shoya kachoya. This was in the times of the Divrei Yecheskel, the Shin of the Roof, that there was an amona that lived in his shtot. And this Amana, her husband had died, left over a lot of children, and they were renting a house somewhere from some landlord, and she was struggling mightily to pay her rent and really to make Shabbos and to make it through the day. And the landlord started putting pressure, and he told her, he says, listen, I understand it's difficult, but you have to try to figure it out. I rely on this for income. I have my own expenses associated with running this apartment, and I need you to be able to pay me. She said, what should I do? I can't. So he scheduled a date and said, if you can't pay me by this time, I'm going to have no choice, but I'm going to have to evict you from the apartment. The day came, she couldn't pay. This man was just at his wit's end, and he moved forward with the motion to evict her. There was nothing he could do. So this Amana comes into the Rebbe, and she starts crying. She says, I'm an Amana, I have all these Yisraim of this family relying on me. I understand, but what am I supposed to do? I just have no money. Now I'm going to have nowhere to live. What's going to be with my children? This is just, it's mamish horrible. So the Rebbe heard her out, and the Rebbe told the Gabi, he says, Gai rif mich the landlord. Tell him to come in. I want to talk to him. So this landlord walks in, and the Rebbe starts giving him a musar shmuz. You know what it means, an almana? You know what it means, yisraimim? How could you do something like this? Are you going to let this almana, yisraimim, out on the streets? You have no right to do it. Like, how is this something that you're able to do? So this landlord turned to the Rebbe and said, and I understand. I appreciate the sensitivity. Believe me, I went through this myself. But what am I supposed to do? Like, I probably should have no choice. He said, it doesn't matter. The Eibush is testing you. So the Eibush is testing me. He says, I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you. I'm willing to contribute, I'll reduce the rent. Why doesn't the Rebbe go and try to collect money from the Kehila? I'll give my share, I'll give even more than my share, but why is this my achrayas? Meaning I'll still too, no question about it. Very reasonable. Since I'm willing to partake, I'm willing to contribute. Oh, but it has to be my achrayas. What makes this 100% my achrayas? So the Rebbe told this Yid, he says, I want to tell you something. He says, you know, in the times of the Gemara, there was someone known as a Chatzi Yevet Chatzi Ben Chayrin. And there was a major machloik between Bishai and Basil, how you deal with the Chatzi and the Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Basil said he works for himself one day and he works for his boss. He works for his master the other day. Bishamai said, that's very nice. He worked out all the financial components. Oh, but this man can't get married. Elam epnei tikkana oilam. What do we do? Koifin is rabbi. The curse of like get shikhar. We force the master to go ahead and to give him a get shikhar. Says, I want to ask you a question. What is the master shuldig that this Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin can't get married? He has to get rid of a good slave. Mecha taste it. Now, the truth is, the Mishnah says, the Kaiser Shtar Adamo, so he was reimbursed for it. But the Yandei doesn't want to free him. This is my Chevroman. I don't want to give him away. Mecha taste it, he has to do it. So the Rebbe told him, he says, you know, every person was put on this world to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. But every person also has his unique tafkid. And every now and again, there's a mitzvah that the Eibush presents a person, and this is your mitzvah, and that's your mitzvah, and this is something that came to your front door because this is what the Eibush wants from you. It was understood to Chazal that if this person was the guy that ended up with a Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, that means the Eibush wants him to go ahead and to free this slave. And as much as he can tie it, it's not fear. He's my guy. I rely on him. I need this butler. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is that if the Eibushter gave you this, this is what the Eibushter wants from you. So the Rebbe turned to the landlord. He says, Ich weiß nicht, die Cheshbonis von der Eibushter. I don't know why this happened, but I know one thing. You're the one. You're the one that has in your apartment this almanim at the assignment. It's not the other chevra here in Shtot. It's you. And if it's you, that means the Eibushter wants you to do this mitzvah. This is something that's meant for you. You have a responsibility to make this happen. That was what the Rebbe told her. Just to end, I had a hergish. You know, it's Pesach now. Pesach is man cheruseinu. But the truth is, the Gemara says, Akati avdi achashverish anan. It's a Gemara Megillah daf yadalad amin aleph. It feels a little bit like maybe, you know, in 2022 when we're in Golis, it's man cheruseinu, but maybe a shtickle like a chatzi yevet v'chatzi ben chayrin. On the one hand, we were freed. Avodim ayinu l'parah v'mitzrayim, but it's man cheruseinu. We're not avdei parah, like the Gemara says. Or ba'kati avdei achashverosh anan. We are avdei achashverosh. So we should talk about zoicha to what the Gemara says, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were moided to. What's the din of a chatzi yevet chatzi ben chayrin? Koifenes rabbi. V'oysen oysen ben chayrin. We should be zoicha. We should be koifenes rabbi. We should be zeichet to the real Zman Chayr Hussein, and we should all be real Bnei Chayr.